Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
So today we're going to talk about some fascinating new discoveries in the Chilean desert known as the Atacama Desert. And we've known about it for a few years. The area of the desert which is most noted is a place that has a gigantic petroglyph, named Cerro Unitas, and it's the largest prehistoric anthropomorphic figure ever discovered. It's about 1,280 square feet, which basically converts to about 119 meters square, and we don't really know who the inhabitants were, but this picture is dated to be over 1,000 years old. Now, the unique reason for this area is fascinating, and it's one of the driest desert climates in the world. In fact, I think it is the driest climate. And it's so dry that the NASA team for Viking 1 and Viking 2 landers actually, I believe, did some testing out there with their vehicles because it reproduces, it creates a similar environment to what is found on Mars. Our guest today has done research in the area, and she not only has discovered a fascinating array of artifacts and structures, but she's also discovered what appears to be some fascinating man-made features that have never been seen before. So now when we look at this area, there's a lot to take in. Chile is located on the Pacific side, and I've spoken to a number of researchers who believe that this area area of the Atacama Desert, which is in Chile, and by the way, the Atacama Desert is 41,000 square miles, or about 105 square kilometers, and it runs into Chile, Peru, Bolivia, and Argentina. So that gives you an idea about just how vast this desert is. And according to preliminary research on this area, this is a lost city in the Chilean desert. It's about 100 square miles into the desert. So if you drive from one of the major cities. It's about a 100-mile drive. The Chilean government is not happy about this discovery because there's been a tremendous amount of looters, and it has not been recognized by any archaeological team, university research group, or protected by any heritage groups yet. We're hoping that at some point that will be part of the work that's done out there. Early indications show that these are were a very sophisticated people. Again, it's a lost city, so we don't really know who they are. Some researchers are claiming that the people who were there were a longhead race, or had elongated skulls. And the funny thing about this lost city is that the local natives are very leery of the place, which some say is because they believe it's a sacred place, and there's a number of energies and forces at work there that they can pick up on, which is something that they don't want to venture into. Now, I've spoken to a couple of people who believe that this could be the outer remains of Mu, or the fabled Lemuria. It would have to be the eastern portion of Lemuria, which is extremely old. But some more preliminary data basically says that the areas that they've discovered is about 10,000 years old. Now, my guest today is Holly Ahlberg, and she has discovered an area that is being noted for its tremendous amount of ruins. And when we say ruins, we're talking about buildings, we're talking about salt flats, we're talking about structural remains of significantly large buildings. So we're going to bring her on here. Hi, Holly. Can you hear me?
Hello, I'm here. Okay.
Yeah. So now, Holly, you're a retired photographer. You're 81. You're retired. You live in Sedona, Arizona. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, I've been here 30 years.
30 years. Okay. So you're quite famous now because you are have been your discovery, which you have aptly named Nouveau Al. What do you call it now?
It's Nuevo Ahlberg.
Nuevo Ahlberg, which Ahlberg is your last name. So new, yeah. Ahlberg.
Yeah.
And it's being called this by a number of French magazines, Chinese, Japanese, and I guess you're telling me 28 different publications have from different languages have published reports, yeah, that you have broadcast. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. And so why don't you tell us about your discovery? How did you come around? Because you discovered this in 2012, is that correct?
About 2.5 years ago.
I
basically looked for the giant, Atacama giant, the geoglyph, because I heard that it's somewhere. And then I basically looked at, I like to look at the maps. So on Google Earth, we found out that we finally found this giant geoglyph. And I laid it very nicely. I liked it. Then I started looking around that about a mile away from the geoglyph. I finally came across a ruin of some kind. I didn't know what it was, but it was big, and then I found another one, and another one, and another one. So finally, I found out that there is a area approximately 11 by 11 miles across that was covered by ruins of some kind at that time. And so I called my friend Lloyd Pye, and he said, nobody knows about it. I told him to go and look and search for your friends. What could it be? He called me back and said, no, nobody knows about it. So I started looking some more and more and more, and finally found out that there are about 30,000 salt pans, what we call now salt pans, evaporative salt pans, approximately there, about 30,000, plus big buildings. We have one big building that is about with roof span of 100 feet by 130 feet.
Wow.
It's completely collapsed by now, many years ago, but still, the area is full of larger places like that. Besides the roof span, we found I call it a stadium. It's oval. Go ahead.
Let's talk about your early discoveries a couple of years ago. So you moved a mile, east from the big petroglyph?
It's not east. It's south from there. About a mile south, yeah.
And did you follow a road that was visible
satellite? No. There were roads to the giant, but not to the road to the site.
Did you find any other petroglyphs in the area when you started looking?
Yes, there are lots of petroglyphs in this whole area. And about, I don't know how many, there may be total, maybe thousands or so, but it must have been very full this populated area at one time.
Would you say that the petroglyphs that you found that are close to the city are reminiscent to the gigantic petroglyphs where you started, or are they different?
It's hard to say. Since they are so old, maybe the giant, the original that I found, was almost like a symbol, like Lady Liberty. Here we are building something that's near there that I found the city. So it's hard to say what it's originally, how old it originally. Right now they say it may be 40,000 years old, but the city has been there for 10,000 years. So something has to be changed.
Well, let's talk about some of the early discoveries, because you have sent me a number of these images that you took from Google Earth. And by the way, just for our audience, I will be posting notes from this recording on the Facebook page, Earth Ancients. And take a look there. Make sure you see them, because Holly has taking some phenomenal photographs, not only of from the satellite, but also photographs that were taken on the ground. And there's quite a few artifacts that were come up with from some preliminary digs. So the first buildings that you started photographing, what were they? What were those buildings? Were they huts or were they?
No, the real first one actually, I call it a stadium. It's about 300 feet long by 150 feet wide. And it looks like a stadium because it's oval. And there seems to be ruins of walls inside below that. And those walls are 2 feet wide and maybe by nowadays, foot and high, still existing. But we don't know how many, what was there, or what it was used for, this building. So it's hard to say. We know it must be a huge age, because next to this stadium, there are other features there that are not buildings, that look like the squares of walls. We don't know. Mm-hmm. It's left. How much is left now? Nobody has been there to really certain what it is there.
So what is unique about this stadium? Is the roof on it, or is it collapsed
sand? No, after 10,000 years, what your house would look like? Just basic outline in the ground, and maybe a foot or so of walls left.
Okay. So as a professional photographer, what did you find unique about this early discovery? Was there something, other than no one having ever known about it, and it being, would you call this a lost race of humans, a lost race of an ancient people? I mean, what have you kind of uncovered?
Basically, I think that we have uncovered a civilization or a culture that must have been in that area about 10,000 years ago. And we don't know what they called themselves, what they called the city. Nothing is known about them in current literature. But I think basically the size of this set is 11 by 11 miles. This is like New York City completely covered by salt plants. So I don't know who controlled it, what the people were like, looked like, who they were. We don't know anything about them.
Mm-hmm. Now, a number of your photographs taken from high elevations are neatly aligned grids and grid complexes. What could that be? Do you think those are farming, or were they plots?
Those are the salt flats, because each one is about 80 feet by 100 feet to 100 feet long, about 20 feet wide. The channeled water into those basins, I would call, and they left the sun to evaporate them, and basically the salt settles down afterwards, and they collected the salt and eventually shipped it out to someplace else.
Mm-hmm. And interesting.
You think how many? We have 30,000 of those things there. Where did they get their clients? Because they had to transport the salt to somebody else. And they must have had many, many clients around the area, and I think we have seen by now ruins about 150 miles away. How did they support the salt to those cities? They didn't have horses, they didn't have wheels as far as we know, so they must have llamas.
Or some way to transport the salt.
Exactly.
I want to go back to these geoglyphs, because I've read somewhere that in that desert there's over 5,000 of these geoglyphs.
Oh, yeah.
Now you said there were some that were close to the city, but are they in the city or are they around the city? Where are they? I mean, 5,000 is quite a...
Exactly. Remember that the city is built like Sedona way at the bottom of a canyon. The canyon went about 80 miles off the city. In the canyon, there are close to 240 ruins of buildings, or at least human places. Near those ruins are geoglyphs on both sides of the canyon, sometimes up higher, sometimes about 100 feet away from a canyon. We have some geoglyphs that are, let's say, 2 miles away from a canyon up on the mountain. So you only see them if you fly, but you cannot fly anymore at that time. So they have we don't know if it's a religion or something else. What it could be, it's amazing. The subject-wise of the geoglyphs could be anything. They have, we have a 100-foot snake going up the hill. It's about 60 feet wide and 100 feet long. Where was it for? We have scenes of people in boats. At that time, that was a river. They must have.
You mean there's a geoglyph? There's a geoglyph picture?
Yeah. Wow. People in boats, and the river by now is about 10,000 years old. It's completely dry. Maybe some water coming up here and there, but basically there are no more rivers. So it's amazing how many people lived there at one time and have put geoglyphs or other pictures on the ground. It's amazing.
So from the elevated position that you are looking at this area from satellites,
yeah.
Is there traces of major rivers that went through that area?
Oh, yes.
And so they must have been significantly large to have carried salt.
Yes. Remember that the Nuevos Albergues, it's at the bottom of the canyon. And the canyon's 80 miles long going up towards Uyuni, what now we call Salar Uyuni.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
80 miles of canyon, like Grand Canyon, similar, somewhat, not as bad as Grand Canyon, but still something like that. And human habitations on both sides of the river, like that, going up the canyon, almost always near water. So they had mm-hmm. to have water, so they had put next to the river. And there are three rivers like this going into that Nuevos Albergues. There are three rivers at one time. Now they're all dried up, completely gone.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and how do we get the estimate of 10,000 years for this settlement?
I would like to get somebody to tell me exactly how many years older it is. We know that the Atacama Desert started around 10,000 years ago. And we mm-hmm. know that the lakes Uyuni and Del Ticopasa started to dry up about 10,000 years ago. But any closer than that, we don't know.
Do we find, and you would know this better than me, do we find the remains of animals and other skeletal remains from older creatures that lived that long ago, or is it so dry everything just shrinks or dries up?
Right now it's completely dried. The only remains that we found out was a child in a pot in the Albergues, you'll notice. Brian Foster found it. It was a pot sticking out of the ground, and when he looked at it, there was a skeleton inside. We don't know how old it is, why it was buried at that particular point.
Okay. I know that you work with Lloyd and with Brian Forster. Did anybody that you know about on the ground discover any graveyards or ceremonial sites?
Not so far, but in the villages, in the canyons, we see what are by now looted graveyards. That means you have seen lots of holes right next to each other and lots of them. So there must have been at one time lots of cemeteries, but we don't, nothing so far. And nobody has been there, that's the problem.
It's a pretty far, into the desert to get to. It's not an easy...
Completely dried up.
Yeah. They haven't discovered any pyramids, but what are some of the most major discoveries that are visible on land?
The largest ruin is the stadium, but the villages themselves up the canyon are many, 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 many villages there. You have one place within 1 mile of canyon, there are four villages, ruins completely. All you see is outlines on the ground where the walls may have been there. But that is no big buildings that I can find at present.
Okay. But what's other than the stadium, isn't there other major structures that you've discovered that, like you just, in the beginning of the show, you mentioned what appeared to be a very tall structure at one time.
Yeah. Correct. Go ahead. I found about four, five buildings that must have been about four floors high. That the nearest thing is would be our pueblos in New Mexico. That structure. So these must have been big buildings or group of buildings at one time. We can see walls, outlines on the ground, and some what may have been collapsed walls. But since nobody has been there, unless somebody takes their photos and measures them, we don't know exactly what they were. But one thing, go ahead.
I have seen a couple of photographs. You have one that was published on CNN report that shows these canals that are look like they're 8 feet high on each side, and they're perfectly designed, like they're almost poured from cement. Most fascinating structure. Tell us about those.
Remember, we have close to 30,000 salt pans. Somehow, they have to supply water to all those pans so the sun can evaporate them. To get the water to the pans, they had to build canals. So some canals are open air, just like ditches here in Phoenix. Other canals are underground. We call them canals. They are holes that people are digging about 50 feet or whatever, and then they go underground horizontally to the next, where they dig another hole, and they dig another 30 feet, make the next well site, what I would call nowadays. And we have close to 50 canals. I think I'm pronounce them correctly. But 50 of those, some are 44 miles long. Besides the regular open canals, which we can see water flowing on ground, so it must have been generally large, huge human construction job, because we see salt pans that must have at one time been flooded and completely erased, so they built new flood salt pans on top of there. So they must have been centuries old, some of those things. So we don't know how long the place itself existed as a salt production basis.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that that area was from all these salt flats? Was it primarily an industry-wide production there, or would you guess that maybe that was just one of the many things that were done there.
No, I think this particular area was practically only developed for salt pans. They had fields there. I'm sure they had to grow some food and grow things like that. But basically, the commercial application was salt pans. Remember, bigger than New York, Manhattan Island. Only
right.
Salt pans. So it was a huge, huge, huge undertaking. They must have had a board of director of some kind to tell them what salt, where it will go, how it will go. So it's hard to say exactly how it may have been and how long it has worked.
Well, I mean, some of your photographs are of these salt flat areas, but you also have a number of photographs of circular stone walls that appear be protective. What do you now? Those are not salt flats. Are those for keeping animals or something?
No. I think those are remnants of huts or something like that, buildings. And the only loose stone walls in the circular pattern is left after 10,000 years. I think those are mostly, we don't know how old it is until somebody gets there and tells us what it is. But I think this is 13,000 years old. And it's hard to say exactly because there are quite a few of those that maybe the people... another thing we found there was in a stone circle, but inside of it we found several metates ground corn. Found those there. So they must have been a Burger King in the there to make food, something like that.
Have you been contacted by any of the researchers in Chile anybody?
No. Okay. No answer from any professional society.
Okay.
We have
so nobody from any academic group or research team in South America has contacted you?
No. Since I'm a completely amateur.
Do you think there's a problem with them going in there and maybe finding ruins that are significantly old?
It should be no problem. But it costs money to get the crew there. And on top of that, the whole area is about 40 miles square with three rivers plus... Albergues, the Nuevo Albergues on top of that. So if somebody gets there, it'll have to be a crew of thousands because we have close to 300 village ruins in there. But it's still empty. Nobody lives around. Maybe couple hundred people lived in the canyons now because next war, the groundwork may come up. That's where they have nowadays buildings. But otherwise, it's empty.
Well, let me ask you a question. Nuevo Albergues apparently it looks like it's fairly sophisticated because there are big structures. These are not small structures. There had to be some architectural engineering to put a building up that big. So it looks to me from your photographs that these are fairly sophisticated people that lived 10,000 years ago. Do you find in your stay that there are groupings of buildings that may have been a capital city or what we would today consider office buildings?
I have not found anything. Plus, yeah, I found something that stuck in my mind. There are no defensive walls anyplace in place. It looks like there are no walls to defend against. That means they have peace for many years, for even centuries of peace. So we don't know what exactly happened at that time of the time and why it suddenly collapsed. Was it the climate change? Maybe the Atacama Desert started and the lakes dried up and they had to move someplace. But was it suddenly or was it possibly over a year section? Plus, why did it suddenly everybody left?
Well, let's talk about what we do know from the petroglyphs and the geoglyphs. Looking at the main petroglyph, known as the Atacama Giant. I don't see, and you're a photographer, have you seen other samples that are similar to this design in other parts of Chile or South America?
The basic design is standard, I would say. But the sizes, 350 feet or thereabouts tall. It's the largest in the world. And who and why did they build him? And that
he's awfully big. I mean, it must have taken a lot of work to figure that out to do it right.
Exactly. Exactly. On top of that, on that same hill where the giant is, there's other geoglyphs that are what I looks almost abstract, but there are big geoglyphs in that particular hill on the other side of, you can see, 500 feet away. It's amazing how much art those people spent time on, because it took huge amount of time to make those things. It's similar to Nazca lines.
They look big figures, massive. I mean, you mentioned that there are some glyphs that have people in boats, and I would love to see those. But is there anything else that's kind of unusual, like people riding animals or animal pictures?
Those are normal, I think. You see geoglyphs or petroglyphs of animals, llamas or something like that, and so I think one geoglyph has like 50 or so animals of llama type.
Llama type. So they actually show a feature that looks like a llama.
Exactly. So we don't know what they had. Also, another thing that came up quite a bit is the stepped cross. Puma Ponco has in the cement blocks or blocks a design that looks like a cross with two steps on either side, four sides. That is all over the area. You sometimes can see geoglyphs about 60 miles, 70 miles away from Albergues. You can see a hillside with stepped crosses in four or five different crosses there. Why so many? Why such size? It's hard to say what those people thought.
Okay. Is there any petroglyphs that are numbers or letters or some kind of writing?
We may have writings, but we don't know what they are, what they mean. It's guesswork on our part.
So as far as you know, you haven't been able to extract any kind of information from anything that looks like a language because it's an unknown language.
There's the photographer around. His name is John Bruning, I think it is. He seems to have a plane or he gets a vehicle, and he takes mostly but geoglyphs or petroglyphs. But you would have to ask him more what is really involved, because he sees things that I don't even see on the satellite anymore. It's amazing, because even geoglyphs or petroglyphs, after a while, they fade into the sun. They fade into the sand in the background. So we don't know what exactly happened there.
Okay.
On top of that.
So,
mm-hmm.
Any specific notions about the petroglyphs we have to wait for a really good scientific study of what they're
exactly,
about.
Exactly. And here's one thing also. The people all left at the same time. Why did they leave? Now, on ancient aliens, sometimes they mentioned that there may be a meteor strike in the general area. That would explain the people leaving. But no source so far has found a meteor impact crater. But I found impact crater. There is a crater, it's called the Meteora or something in Spanish, and it is bigger or larger than the crater in Arizona. And it is in the right place to, let's see, it was at that time called the Compasa Uni Lakes, may have been 60 feet deep. If an asteroid sits there and smacks down there, it creates tidal waves. Tidal waves may have gone from all the way from Uni to Kupasa down the mountains to the Nuevos Albergues. And in the other direction, it destroyed Atlantis, what we call nowadays Atlantis Bolivia.
Let me go back. So you're saying, first of all, you're saying a comet or something hit.
Yeah,
and
we have that. We have a track. We have that.
Yeah, where is that in relation to Nuevos Albergues?
It's about 80 miles away, over the mountains, on top.
Okay.
Lake Uni. Salar Uni and Salar de Copasa.
Okay, so how would that create a tsunami?
It's in water. At that time it was for water. So it splashed outside. And here's one thing. Depending on the direction it came from, the water and mud splashed forward or whatever, away from impact, and it may have destroyed Puma Punku, because Puma Punku, we know, has 6 feet of flood debris on it.
Oh, you're right. It was pretty much
exactly.
Disturbed.
It was covered.
How far is Puma Punku from that impact crater?
It's almost 200 miles, I think. I'm not sure. And it may have flashed even further to Lake Titicaca.
Wow.
So
that's fascinating.
That would explain, though, that the whole area around there has no people. A couple cities nowadays, but basically all you see is ruins.
Have you been able to determine through any research what the date of that impact was?
No. All we have to do is all we have is the impact crater, the size of it, and the name in Spanish, meteor or something.
Mm-hmm.
So
wow.
We know something happened, and it may have been instead of individual meteor asteroids, it may have been a group of asteroids. how to say it? Because I'm sure we have to look for other meteor impact sites in that area. Somebody will find them.
Well, that's interesting you say that, because 10,000 years ago, that gets into the catastrophic events,
Ice Age,
Younger Dryas, Dryas, and Ice Age, and things like that. So maybe this area, the Nuevo Burgos area, Atacama Desert area, became a desert after these events.
Definitely could be something. It may have started as climate change, and they slowly get out of the place, and then wham, it hit them in the same area, and suddenly everything's empty.
Well, let's talk about something that we haven't talked about, and that is a number of researchers believe, well, a couple in particular believe that this area may have been affiliated or associated with Mu, which is the legendary Lemuria in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
And what do you say, Phil, about that?
Isn't that supposed to have been sunken landmass somewhere in the Atlantic or Pacific?
This could have been, it was in the Pacific, but this could have been another part of it, an eastern block of it.
I don't think so, Lemuria or Mu. I think in that area we're looking for Atlantis, Bolivia.
Hmm. Okay.
Which is called Jim Allen's book over it. And it is called now Pampa Alugas. Are you luggers, something like that. And
well, he's the one that actually believes that Pumapuku and the other ruins in that area are Atlantis-based. Is that correct?
It could be. It could be a connection at some place, because this whole area was devastated at one time or another. It seems to have happened very fast, because Pumapunku is completely destroyed, and plus the water debris. Pampa Alugas, or Atlantis, was also destroyed. Plus, we have to think, if an asteroid hit and the water splashes out, also in that area we have quakes. Many of the villages, the ruins that I find, have seen the quake damage, where a hillside suddenly would go, something like that, and buries half the village. So we are in an area that is very seismic origin, seismic active, and we don't know what exactly. But I had a crew there in Nuevos. Days after the latest quake on the coast there, they had to get through. They had the roads practically washed out or carved in or something like that. So something happened in that area that we don't know yet.
Okay.
It may have been
interesting.
Go ahead.
So in the few minutes we have left, what have you discovered recently? Of course, you discovered this location in 2012. We're now in 2015. What are you looking for now? Are you done with your research, or are you still looking?
Basically, I'm looking. I crawled up the canyons, the three canyons, and to have the three river culture, I call them. Now I'm crawling up even more towards Uyuni and the Cap. What's the name? Anyhow, I'm crawling up there with the satellite, and I have found approximately another 200 villages ruins in that area between the lakes.
Wow.
Next to the meteor crater. Atlantis, Bolivia is one of them. But the whole place was crawling with people, and everything's empty. Oh, yeah, we can see outlines of fields, and we see building ruins. But sometimes the building ruins are completely washed away. So it may have been part of the satellite impact, for asteroid impact. On top of that, I found two separate cultures. One culture is towards Uyuni. They had people have fences around the crocodile. They have fences like around all the fields, all the buildings, and everything. Steel, wooden, or what do you call it? Rock fences.
And oh, they were rock fences. Okay.
Yeah, rock fences. Yeah, most likely they called the selected the rocks and just put them on fences. But they have almost everything is covered by fences. Another culture I found, no ruins are visible, but they have, paths or roads all between villages, and completely straight pattern. No deviation of going around the curve to get to the hill. Straight line, absolutely straight line. On top of that, here's something that threw me. All those roads, after 10,000 years, have no weeds. Normally we leave a road there, people, after a while, get the weeds all over the place. Absolutely no weeds any place. And some of those roads connecting those ridges, those villages, are like 20 to 30 miles long. So we don't know what happened there. It's amazing what exactly happened long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've heard from a few people that the what human remains they found there are skulls of beings that seem to have very long craniums. Do you have anything to say about that?
I wouldn't have covered, but I'm covering for Brian's books. He's basically looking into that very and he's writing books about it. I think somebody at that time, we don't know how many years ago, was different from us, Homo sapiens, because there are too many variations in head sizes. Lloyd Price with his star child is one thing. Brian Forster with his elongated craniums is different things. And I think our history does not go far enough to really let us know what really happened there. All we can see is, they look at those things, and then the experts, they say, I want this, and they walk away. They don't really explain or try to find out what was going on there. And it costs money. I mean, Star Child is Lord Pyatt. It goes millions of dollars to get the stuff really examined like that. So most likely it's a money issue in all cases archaeology is fighting against. So we'll see, but
are your beliefs that that it's a lost race of beings, which is what a lot of people believe, but these longheads are a group that just died out.
I would say it died out, but remember, we find those skulls all over the world.
Yeah.
But most of them are Paracas, we found 300 at one time. So it may have been somebody had a villager or something like that. That also, one thing, Band of Holes, right now in the news, also was a couple miles away from Barakas. So it may have been those people also building the Band of Holes.
Mm.
This is whole area there. So,
wow. Okay.
It's amazing.
It's fascinating. And I'll tell you, I really appreciate what you've done, because as a researcher myself, finding a place like that is just fascinating. And what's unique is a few years ago, we didn't have satellite imagery to be able to see this.
Exactly. Technology.
And
technology.
So, yeah. So, and you, with your young age and all, have grabbed a hold of this technology and really gone to work and found some fascinating ruins. And so you're to be not only applauded, you're to be thanked, because in the future we hope to have some solid excavations there and some archaeological evidence of who
we hope these people were. But like that, it takes money to get the crew from, let's say, from LA to uni. It's hard money. They have to wait, water, sleeping, several accommodations. So that's a complete expenses for somebody. So I can see that nobody's there, but somebody should have money enough, because lots of money in the round.
Yeah. Well, they have to have the motivation to do it. And
exactly.
Yeah. The amount of money it takes to get to put together an expedition is probably very high.
That's absolutely minimum. I had two people there for 4 days, and it was $5,000.
Wow. Oh, that came out of your pocket?
Yeah, that's my pocket. When I first found the place, I thought, I got to go there. But I can't go myself. So I called Brian.
Huh. Wow. Okay. Well, I guess you'll be continuing to look, and that's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, every place I've read, they now are calling it Nuevo Albergues, which is your name, Holly Albergues. So now it's the Holly Albergues Nuevo Albergues. Listen, thank you very much. Thank you very
You're
much
welcome.
For this. It's a fantastic discovery, and we look forward to seeing more of your work. Your work is now posted on Earth Ancients. Earth Ancients blog, and then the international site is Facebook. Go to Facebook. It's Earth Ancients, Startling New Discoveries from Our Planet's Distant Past, and Holly's work will be posted there, and the Nuevo Albergues images that she's taken will be posted there too. So, what